Radio at BASBroadcasting.com. TRADIO at BASBroadcasting.com. Have a great rest of your Friday. Enjoy your weekend, and we will talk again soon. AM Knox County is next.
From the Cosby Heating and Cooling Studios, from high atop Radio Hill, it's 100.9 FM and 13 WMVO Mount Vernon.
And now, 100.9 FM and 13 WMVO Knox County News.
Austin Levering, the Knox County Wildlife Officer, gives an update on the number of deer harvested in Knox County to date.
Last year, 4,258 deer were harvested to date. This year, current total is 4,350 deer. So we're above last year. The deer numbers are holding strong here in Knox County, and things are looking good.
Levering also gives one major safety tip that when you do go out to hunt, to make sure that somebody knows where you're going. The Knox County Grand Jury indicted 27 in November of this year, including Dustin Atkinson of Mount Vernon for theft, which is a fifth-degree felony. Also indicted Dennis Bates of Frazeesburg, menacing by stalking, which is a fourth-degree felony. And Ashley Bales of Mount Vernon was indicted for aggravated possession of drugs, two counts of aggravated trafficking in drugs and having weapons while under disability, and six felony forfeiture specifications as well. And Kim Williams has been announced as the new director of the Knox Technical Center. Kim Williams began as a student at KTC in 1986. She'll lead the school following the current director's retirement in February of next year. She said in a statement, "We have an incredible team of instructional staff and coordinators who are experts in their fields, and she's excited to look forward to working with staff and stakeholders to best meet the needs of the students and community." Your source for Knox County News, I'm Tyler Mathias.
AM 1300 and 100.9 WMVO and Labatt Blue want you to step into Christmas morning with a huge smile on your face with a pair of tickets to see Elton John at Progressive Field next year. Sign up one time per day now at WMVO.com. When you see him perform, perhaps for the final time for his Farewell Yellow Brick Road final tour, you'll be so excited you'll hop aboard the turntable and keep smiling through the days. Good luck from AM 1300 and 100.9 WMVO.
ABC News Now, I'm Tom Rivers. Some states are recording more COVID-19 cases now than at any other point in the pandemic, as the Omicron variant appears in more states. Dr. Anthony Fauci says its increased transmissibility makes vaccination imperative.
The vaccinated and those who are boosting, I believe, will be relatively well protected, at least against severe disease.
The CDC has recommended people get the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines over Johnson & Johnson if they have the option because of the risk of rare blood clotting associated with a Johnson & Johnson shot. Thursday, President Biden acknowledged that the Build Back Better proposal is stalled, but vowed that it will pass as talks continue with holdout Senator Joe Manchin. The Department of Homeland Security says it does not have any information indicating specific credible threats to schools after vague threats on social media. This is ABC News.
I need a gift for the person who has everything. Everything, including a super thoughtful daughter.
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need a holiday tech gift for my husband that will make his jaw drop at a price that won't drop mine.
Also possible because Staples Connect has big savings on the hottest holiday tech gifts. Now, Apple AirPods Pro are just $169. Explore all the great holiday tech at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 12/18. Limit 2. In-store only while supplies last.
100.9 FM and 13 WMVO weather.
Highs in the mid-40s with increasing clouds today. Rain tonight, overnight low of 37. Rain Saturday, mainly before 1 p.m. and tapering off. We'll have a high near 50 degrees. Sunny and cold as we really dip in temperature, closing out your weekend on Sunday with a high of the mid-30s. That's your forecast on 100.9 FM, 13 WMVO, and streaming live online, WMVO.com.
The views and opinions expressed by the participants of this program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of 13 WMVO.
Five minutes after 10 o'clock, it's AM Knox County here on this final day of the work week. Steve Connolly in for Tyler Mathias, and appreciate you getting up and starting your morning here with us. Your news and information every day here at 10 a.m. and diving into all the things in and around Knox County. And as always, AM Knox County is brought to you by Tim Hortons Cafe and Bake Shop, Coshocton Avenue in Mount Vernon. Always fresh, great donuts and sandwiches as well. Start your morning off at Tim Hortons. Appreciate you joining us. And coming up at a little bit later this hour, 10:30, we will talk with Carol Grubal from the Knox County Chamber of Commerce. But as we get into it here this morning, we have got Jeff Gottke from the Area Development Foundation. And good morning, Jeff. How are you, sir?
Hey, morning, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Now, this is going to be a little bit of an education for me, as this is the first time I think I have spoke to you. So I know, let's first explain a little bit about ADF.
Sure. Happy to. So Area Development Foundation is a nonprofit. It's nearly 75 years old. Basically, it's our job to bring jobs to Knox County. So we either do that by helping businesses that are already here to expand and to grow and hire more workers, or we look for businesses outside of Knox County to relocate here or to start up here in Knox County.
Now,
so basically, we look at obstacles that businesses have and then help them to navigate and overcome those obstacles.
Now, with the current situation that the world is in with the pandemic and all of that, has this been the most challenging time trying to find workers and get them back into the workplace?
It is. In terms of workforce and finding qualified workers, this is something that that we haven't seen before, not only just in Knox County, but across the region and the state as well.
So what are some of the current needs that you all have to work with, especially with the way that the economy is right now?
Well, what we're seeing is people have a lot of money in their pockets, and they're buying a lot. So there's this increased demand for products and goods and services, which is putting a strain on businesses. So they're trying to produce more because people are wanting to buy more, but they need more people for that. So there's kind of a crunch, though, with finding available workers. And there's some long-term reasons for this, and there's some short-term pandemic reasons for this as well.
Now, with the short-term pandemic part of it, when all of this kind of hit back in the beginning of 2020, I think we were kind of like in the middle of, or almost to a transition period of a lot of people starting to reach that retirement age and still maybe not having enough to fill that, and now we don't have enough to fill everybody. Is that something that you guys have seen?
Yeah, that is exactly right. So you have some long-term issues with baby boomers approaching retirement age. We've seen immigration rates remain kind of flat. So people are leaving the workforce and we're not getting any more, as well as the United States birth rate is lower than it's been traditionally. So we're just not replacing those workers quite as fast as we had in the past.
And I know there's so many different with businesses, whether it's here in Knox County or whether it's across the state of Ohio or the country or worldwide. There's a lot of bonuses and incentives being offered to get people back into the workplace. In your opinion, is that the right way to go?
Yeah, incentives are great. What are we deal mostly with manufacturing and healthcare businesses. Mm-hmm. Knox County, what they're saying is that they see more success in longevity bonuses and rewards more than hiring incentives.
So manufacturing, obviously we need that, especially with the supply chain issues across the country. What do you guys have to do to help bring the workers back in? And, I mean, is it working with the companies individually or the personnel directly?
It's a little bit of both, actually. So manufacturing has been hit maybe worse than other industries because those skilled workers are older as a percentage than other industries. So we're really feeling the pinch. And so it's a matter of we kind of look at it as a supply problem. So where are the untapped pools
of workers that we could help to match up with the manufacturer. So we've done some things to help to try to mitigate those problems.
Now, as we start to get younger workers into the workforce, those in high school and getting out of high school, graduating, heading to college, there's always been that talk, you need a degree, you need to go to college to get a good job. But that's not the truth, right? And what do you guys do when talking to the youth?
Yeah, that's an important point. Manufacturing jobs do not require college degrees. Some healthcare jobs do not require college degrees. Maybe they require some extra training, but certainly you don't need a 4-year college degree for those things. So there's actually a position in the county called the Knox County Career Navigator, held by a guy named Sean McCutcheon. And his job is to speak with students, particularly graduating seniors in Knox County, who don't know what they're doing after high school. And so he's kind of their career mentor, and he makes that pitch to them. You know, if you start, you can leave high school and start at a manufacturing facility at $15, $16, $17 an hour. And that is a quality living wage, particularly for a single young person. So it's really just a matter of education and then matching up those opportunities with the students and the employers.
So when you're, you know, I know you said you work mainly with manufacturers and the healthcare industry. Let me ask you first about the healthcare industry. We've seen last year, it was all about the nurses, all about the medical field and supporting them. And now we're starting to see kind of almost in the opposite direction, like, well, especially with COVID mandates, telling people that, hey, we may not have a place for you if you don't do certain things. And the treatment is just not there the way it was. Are you seeing that impact the medical field?
Yeah, we hear a little bit about burnout among healthcare employees, but mostly it's some of those long term workforce issues that the hospital and the nursing care facilities are just can't replace people fast enough, and it's not just due to burnout or mandates.
So how do you work with, is this more of work with schools to try to get healthcare fields filled, or what do you do from your position to try to replace that and then try to look down the road as, well, we've got to keep the balance. We can't lose everything all at once.
Right. So a couple of years ago, this was pre-COVID, so the numbers may be a little different, but we had a workforce study done, and we looked at manufacturing and healthcare exclusively, mostly because those are the two industry sectors that we have the highest concentration of in Knox County, so those are the ones we need the most, you know. Those happen to be the two industries that have some of the highest paying jobs in the county as well, so it kind of works out well. But we know exactly how many of each job that we're going to need over the next 10 years. So, you know, nurses, lab techs, welders, machinists, that kind of stuff. So so we work with the Career Navigator. We created our own manufacturing training program that launched in October. That was meant to provide entry-level skills for people that were interested in a manufacturing career. We can say 100% of that class's graduates got a job in the manufacturing field. We're going to do that again in the spring, geared towards high school students. And then we're hoping to launch it maybe in 2023 for people interested in the healthcare field. So it's really about growing our own here in Knox County. We know that there's people there. We just have to match them up with those opportunities and provide them skills that the employers are looking for.
Talking with Jeff Gottke from the Area Development Foundation. Jeff, I want to talk to you about trying to keep workers in the rural area coming up here in just a couple minutes. I got to grab a break. Got a couple more questions I want to ask you about that. And we'll talk a little bit more about the future of jobs here in Knox County. If you'll hang on with me. And we're talking with Jeff Gottke from the Area Development Foundation. We'll get more with Jeff coming up here in just a couple minutes. It is AM Knox County here on a Friday morning.
Time and Temperature is brought to you by WMBO.com. For your full sports broadcast schedule, go to WMBO.com/sports.
It's 10:15 and 35 degrees.
Spearman Financial Services. Financial plans that last a lifetime.
The holidays are upon us. For many, this time of year can be stressful as we frantically shop for that perfect gift. Prepare for holiday parties and get blinded by the true meaning of Christmas. Spearman Financial Services offers more than just financial plans that last a lifetime. We offer words of hope. We hope that this Christmas you take the time to count your blessings, spend time with loved ones, and reach out to someone who is in need. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's from everyone at Spearman Financial Services.
Securities offered through Valmark Securities Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Valmark Advisors Incorporated, SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Spearman Financial Services is a separate entity from Valmark Securities Incorporated and Valmark Advisors Incorporated.
You deserve the peace of mind that comes with affordable health insurance. Get Covered Ohio can help at no charge. Financial assistance is available and coverage is more affordable than ever. Some health insurance plans are as low as $10 or less a month. Don't wait. Open enrollment ends January 15th. Make your free appointment today by calling 833-628-4467 or visit getcoveredohio.org. This message is supported by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, but does not necessarily represent the official views of the U.S. government. Sponsored by the Ohio Association of Food Banks, aired by the OAB and the station.
Hey, it's Kevin Mishi from the Retro Rockin' Oldie Show, where each week I play music from the 50s to the 80s and offer a little behind-the-scenes info on the songs and the artists. You'll hear hits from Elvis to the Rolling Stones, Chuck Berry to the Beatles, CCR to Led Zeppelin, surf rock to country rock, and everything in between. This week's theme is Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, Rock and Roll Holiday Classics. Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on 100.9 FM and 13 WMVO.
18 minutes after 10 o'clock, it's AM Knox County. I'm Steve Conley in for Tyler Mathias, and we are talking with Jeff Gottke from the Area Development Foundation. And Jeff, before we went to break, we were talking a little bit about the manufacturing. We were talking about healthcare, and I'm curious, with your position and the way you're looking at jobs and trying to keep people, get people into the workforce, how difficult is it in a rural setting, as we are in a lot of Knox County, with major market like Columbus being so close?
Depends on the type of job that we're talking about. Knox County has trouble with competing with wages, particularly in white-collar professional setting jobs. Okay. In Delaware, Franklin County. We do pretty well in competing with manufacturing jobs because we have a pretty solid manufacturing base as well as education programs. One thing I've heard that works in our favor for competing in manufacturing jobs is that kind of rural work ethic that comes in rural counties. And many employers are starting to look outside of the cities because they've hired everybody that they can there, and those that are still available don't have the work ethic that they find people up in the rural counties do. So that kind of works for us, too.
And I think that's probably something really good to hear, knowing that you get outside of the major cities and that work ethic that a lot of us have known and grown up with is still there. And it's still instilled, especially in our youth. So that is something that you continue to see grow here, even in 2021.
Yes, that's. I had that conversation recently with a manufacturer looking to locate here specifically because of that. Our training, our education opportunities, our training opportunities, and kind of the rural work ethic as compared to the cities.
Now, when we're talking about manufacturing jobs, there's a lot of people that are like, oh, man, the physicality that goes along with a manufacturing job sometimes or the hours that go along with it, that sometimes is a turnoff to some people. What do you tell, especially maybe, I don't want to pick on the millennials, but I'm going to kind of go in that general direction, but the ones that may not want those long extended hours but realize that the money's there?
I think there's a big gap in perception of what manufacturing jobs can be like today. You know, the kind of old industrial revolution, you know, dangerous, dirty factory stuff, yeah, just doesn't exist anymore. Factories today are clean and bright and technologically advanced. The work is long work, but the work is not as physically demanding or dangerous as we think it is. So, you know, I've talked a lot about education over the last few minutes, and so that's some of what we have to do too, is just educate people that manufacturing jobs are good quality jobs that can provide a very high income, a high quality of life in Knox County.
And really something that you had mentioned when it goes along with the technology, a lot of our younger generation, they like to do so much with computers and with technology. But you look at manufacturing jobs and even in the healthcare industry, there's so much tech that is actually involved in it. I don't think people realize that. Working with robots,
that's
almost
right,
in manufacturing.
Yeah, that's right. So kids these days are, you know, we call them digital natives, right? They grew up in the digital age that maybe you or I did not. So they're much, it's just sort of naturally adept at using this kind of technology stuff. And luckily for them that, you know, if you look at a machinist of 20 or 30 years ago, the equivalent of that job is a CNC machine user today, which is a lot more technological, but it also, about, on the average, is about $15,000 more per year. So along with these technology skills comes increased pay. And that's good.
And so when you have some of these, maybe somebody gets on with a manufacturing, a lower level, but there's so many opportunities for advancement as well as training and education that goes along with some of these jobs. And that's the same thing in healthcare, right?
That's right. That's right. And what workers are saying today is they want a workplace where they feel valued and appreciated and have room to grow and advance in their careers. And so I think our local employers understand that, and they work a lot on workplace and corporate culture. They work on, you know, benefit packages that are more than just hourly pay or health insurance. And they provide training opportunities for their employees to better their careers and to move up in the workplace. And that helps everybody.
Yeah, it most certainly does. And one of those things that will definitely help continue to grow our economy. Talking with Jeff Gottke from the Area Development Foundation. Jeff, I know we mentioned this kind of at the top, that we're talking about the pandemic and trying to get out of this and the workforce. A lot of places hiring. Is there still a challenge of the competition for jobs, or is it just really that easy? It's now hiring, walk in, almost get a job.
Yeah, it's almost that easy. There are currently, as of last week, there was 1,640 unique jobs posted for Knox County, and there were less than 1,000 people on the unemployment rolls. So you could have a job and a half if you wanted them.
Really?
In some regards, it is just that easy.
Well, if people are looking for jobs, they are certainly out there. Now, let me ask you one final thing here real quick. It used to be with manufacturing jobs, and I don't know if it's still the same as I used to do this, but you would have to go through temporary services for a lot of these type of manufacturing warehousing jobs. Is that still the same, or can you get hired on directly with most of these places?
Depends on the manufacturer. Some of them still use those services, but others just hire them on directly. I would encourage anybody who's looking to call the places themselves and find out what their best path to employment is.
And what are some of the when you do recommend something, somebody's looking for different types of jobs, where's the best place to search?
I would suggest to look at to contact either our local Ohio Means Jobs office, used to be called Opportunity Knox, you know, up on almost across the street from you guys at the radio station there, or to look at the Ohio Means Jobs website and search for Knox County jobs. But our employers here are post their jobs on their own website, so. So, you know, the KCH has dozens and dozens of jobs that are available, as well as our local manufacturers as well.
So many opportunities and are out there, and really it just takes a little time, and we've just got to remember that we need people in the workforce. Otherwise, this country really doesn't survive, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, without people to make things for us, we're not going to continue to enjoy the same quality of life that we have over the last, you know, 30 years or so.
Absolutely. Jeff Gottke from the Area Development Foundation. Jeff, our time has kind of flown by. So much opportunity, so much information out there. Again, that website for if they are looking for jobs, again, for Ohio Means Jobs.
Yeah, I think it's just search Ohio Means Jobs, and it comes right up.
That's easy enough. Jeff, I appreciate your time here this morning, and hopefully we start to get some of these jobs filled back up and the workforce flowing and the economy growing.
Yeah, you bet. There's a lot of opportunity here in Knox County.
Absolutely. And we'd like to keep it all right here in Knox County. Appreciate the time, Jeff. Have a great weekend, and have a very Merry Christmas.
That's right. Thanks. You too.
All right, Jeff Gottke from the Area Development Foundation. He is on the third Friday of each month with us here on AM Knox County and getting you updated on the jobs around us. There are so many that are out there. It's crazy to drive by places that you never thought you would see now hiring signs sitting out in front of, and they really are. Ohio Means Jobs, get that get on there if you are looking for a job or somebody in your family is. Get them out there, get them working, and like I said, the manufacturing and warehousing jobs aren't what they used to be. It's all full of technology, lots of robots, lots of computers, lots of handheld scanners, and all different types of things. And there's so many opportunities to grow as well as continue your education. Coming up here in just a couple minutes, we are going to talk with Carol Grubal of the Knox County Chamber of Commerce as they are getting ready. They've got their dinner coming up. Also, we're going to talk about the year in review, how businesses stay in touch working along with the Chamber of Commerce. That's all coming up as we are rolling around here on this Friday morning. Weekend is almost upon us. Our final week before Christmas is coming up. We'll kick that off on Monday, and it looks like we will be back here. I will be in for most of next week for Tyler as well. So we'll get all of your news and information and keep you updated right here on WMBO. We have got more here on AM Knox County. And as always, we start our mornings at Tim Hortons with a hot cup of coffee. They are on Coshocton Avenue in Mount Vernon, serving up breakfast and lunch, hot, fresh, ready for you each and every day. Start your mornings at Tim's.